Given the week that it is, I'd like to tell a story that is first about knowing and secondly about being thankful. I grew up in a very, very small town in upstate New York, small enough that we had, I used to say, 1.5 stoplights because the second one blinked yellow all the time. And, you know, unlike even in Mayberry with Barney Fife, I don't think they gave our cop, there was one of them, any bullets. And so my father had grown up in the same town, and when, so he had gone through one marriage that ended badly, and he tells me the story of how he met my mother. And so he'd gone through, you know, this marriage, and there are two bars in the town, and my mother is a college student at the community college there, and Dad goes into the bar one night and looks across the bar and sees this woman sitting at a table with this other guy, and that was it for him. And he went over to the table and kind of interrupted their dinner date, and he said, "Hi, my name is Rich Enders, and I saw you across the room, and I'm in love with you, and I'm going to marry you." And he looks at the guy, and he says, "I'm really sorry, but you can go." At least that's the version of the story that he told me. My mom had a slightly different version that involved an insane person that she tried to avoid for several months. So, of course, things did work out. My dad was nothing if not persistent, and they ended up married. And a few years later, I came along, and a few years later after that, a set of twins, and a few years after that, one more. And so we had a large family, and we lived what I didn't realize at the time, but I do now, was, you know, the prototypical small-town American life. And it was a great thing to have. And then I'd like to come to the part of the story that's about being thankful, because flash forward a few years to when I'm 19 and, you know, I have left small-town America to come to Baltimore to go to college. And that winter, my father became very sick. And within 6 months, he had passed away from an extremely rare form of cancer. And that's a heck of a thing to live through, you know, when you're 19. But I also had these younger brothers that had to go through their teenage years without having the dad around. And so when I think of things that I'm thankful for in life, I'm thankful for having had my father, and I'm thankful for the lessons that he taught me. And I just would like to remind everyone here to be thankful for what each of you has. Thank you very much.